very important. So, did everyone have the piece in front of them? I saw this piece and I had to share this with you guys. A credit to David, who was pushing me to learn a sefer and a piece over the matzav. And I really think that this piece really spoke to me, and I think it'll speak to you. And it's on Parshas Ekev. And the Radomsker, the Tfer Shlomo, you know, who was in his time was one of the largest Hasidus, you know, in Poland, and a tremendous Hasidic leader, a very big Bal Menagin, but really his chidushim are incredible. We've quoted him in the past. And but this piece really speaks to us in our generation, in our matzav, and in what our role has to be in the in our lives and in the upcoming days in this perplexing challenge that we face. So if the guys could just mute, is everyone muted? Okay. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't pipe in if you have a question. So the Radomsker says as follows: "V'haya ekev tishmuun es mishpatim ha'ela," and it will be when you hear these klalim and you focus on these klalim. "Hushamra Hashem alakecha sabris ve'asachesed," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard for you the covenant and the graciousness that He promised to your forefathers. You look at the Or HaChaim and the Ramban, there are a few interpretations that are presented in the Torah on what the Torah is referring to in Parshas Ekev. I spoke to my shul before Tisha B'Av. One of the interpretations of Ekev is the heel. The heel is the least sensitive part of one's body. They're the least amount of nerves in the body. We refer to the Zman that we're in as called Ikvisa de Meshicha, using that same root as Ekev. One of the reasons we refer to this Zman as Ikvisa de Meshicha is because there's a sense of numbness that we have to our spiritual level, to our tafkid, and to what really should galvanize us and get us working on our tafkid, and we have to fight against that. That's sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a message, a little stronger zets, because the average impact on the heel or in the matzav of Ikvas and the Meshicha is not as sensitive. And therefore, we need some sort of a stronger reminder. So that's one interpretation, the heel. The other interpretation is just in the end of days, the sof yomov. Zeu remez al ikfas of the Meshicha ba'achris hayomim bizman hazeh. There will be a time, he's not referring to the Ekev pshat, but there will be a time in the later, the days before Mashiach, bizman hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread you amongst the nations of the world. And then the Pasuk says, after He spreads you and sprinkles you amongst the nations of the world, and when you're spread amongst the Umos HaOlam, amongst the Golos, and you will request from there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sincere way, Batzar lecho motzeucha kol advar ma'ela ba'achris hayamim, v'shavta adar Hashem elokecha. Then you will return to your God Hashem. Ki amnam, kein nachon lechol adam lahavin. Rabbi Yisai, there is a kasha that many of us have, whether we've expressed it or not. You look in the Beis Medrash, you look in the room around me, and you start thinking to yourself, who am I? What impact can I have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Neide B'Yehudas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz, the Urim V'Tumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Avnei Nezers. I mean, look at what I'm pulling off the shelf. Rashbas, Rambams. And we're still in the Golos. And we're still not Zoychet Mashiach to Achris Hayomim. We're still not Zoychet to the Yeshuos. So what, we're going to do any better? We, with our lives, the way we behave? I mean, come on. With all the chizik in the world, how does it make any sense? You know, you hear throughout Tisha B'Av, Kol Dor Shaloi Nivne, Beis HaMikdash B'Yom Av Kelilu L'Chrivim. Like, what are we even keeping Tisha B'Av for? Like, it's a non-starter. If they weren't successful, how are we going to be successful? What is pshat? How does a person look at, like, the Dore Doros, and then look at himself, and then he says, I can barely understand what these guys are even saying, you know, let alone like the way they lived their lives and the she'ifas that they had and the dveikas that they had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I? Who am I, Rabbi Yisai? The answer to this question, which is a question that each and every one of us has, whether we express it or not, is in this piece. So Rabbi Yisai, rip this out of, or actually you don't have it in a sefer. Print it out and keep this in your pocket. Because this is a source of chizuk, that one of the biggest mechazkim that a person could have in all of his avodas Hashem. Remember this Radomsker in Parshas Ekev. Listen to what the holy Radomsker says. Amazing. Ki omnam kein nechon l'chol adam l'hovin uladas. It's very important for everyone to understand. Ki becheshkas hagolus ha'acharon, when the world is dark, and it gets darker and darker as the days continue, and Rabbi Yisai, we can say it's darker than it was, and we are living amongst darkness. Hine yokor me'oid, lifnei Hashem yisparach, it is so precious, so very precious in front of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Umekubol lefonov, kol bechinas his iris laavoidas letoira uletvila. Any glimmer, any his iris, any excitement, any drive, any shtick mitzvah, anything in a world of darkness that sparks, that creates a light in such a complex world, is so much more valuable to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbi Yisai, you see what the Radomsker is saying? He's making you as choshev as all those svarim that I pulled off the shelf. Kol b'chinas ezores la'avdus l'toyer l'tfila afilu she'enu karoi, even if it's with lack of kavana, even if it's not ideal. Like the Rashba did, and like Rabbi Kiva Eger did, and like the Baal Shem Tov did, in a halig way, and with his spoidedness, and with all the kavan in the world. Your little avoida, in this generation, it's all taken, everything's taken into context. But you doing this, in this generation, in this predicament, in this scenario, in this complexity, has that same fire, has that same roshem, has a greater impact, even though it's not done in the same fashion. Kmo harbe, he says, b'chol zeh ha'ma'at mi'avdo suchoshev lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kmo harbe b'yomim shelefaneinu, yan ki ha'avodos harabim gavrach ha'cheshkos. Since through our avinus the darkness got darker and the galus got stronger, va'ola galus, and the burden of the galus shal koyach hasavol mirov atzaros, and people are weak from all of the different pressures and chisronos that exist in the world, v'tirdas hazman, and all of the things that we're busy with that are distractions from avodas Hashem and from getting closer to the Eibishter, to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And let's be honest, as the days go on, as the Golas continues, v'asitra acharoidev kol ayoim be'ein monus, the Satan finds more and more ways to chase after us. As the Golas gets deeper, as it gets darker, he has more pathways to find us. And there's nowhere to run away, v'ein monos. Hine lekach ma'at ha'ara l'kdusha. Rabbeisai, the darker it gets, the more valuable any light that you can ignite is. If a person is living in darkness, and he makes and he illuminates a little candle, it could illuminate the whole room. It could help a person that's totally living in darkness so much more than someone who has a few candles by them and living in their territory. Po'el yoser v'yoser ki azman goyre. Because as the time, as things get darker, it's much more difficult. And any mitzvah becomes much more valuable. Ukemo ba'eis toiv, gam haschayra ra'a yimachar l'toiva, yoyser min ba'eis ra'a schayra toiva. Rabbi Yisai, in a difficult predicament, in an eis ra'a, this is high quality merchandise. This is such value. These are precious diamonds. I think I once said the mashal last year, guys. But the Yetzer Hara, you know, he only invests in people that he thinks that have the ability to really make some money, to really make an impact. So sometimes when it's difficult, you realize how precious you are, and how it's important, how much of a target you are. And how much the Yetzer Hara says, this is a guy I need to invest all my energies with. Yetzer Hara knows this part. Yetzer Hara knows that even a shtick mitzvah, even a mashu, even if it's not on the same level as the gedolim before us, can make such an impact in the Olam HaSel Yonim. Ki manase ata be'eis ha'mar hazeh, she'ein banu koach l'chavin levavenu kenachon. Says the Radomsker, what do we do in COVID? It's so difficult. It's so draining already. It's so long. And there's no end in sight. And you start thinking to yourself, does it really matter? Does it really make a difference? A minion, a seder, a night seder, another piece of Gemara. Who knows? Who's even there? Who's recognizing this? Comes along the Radomsker and he says, no. You're better than your predecessors. I think there's a vart from Rabbi Yerucham Mimir. Rabbi Yerucham said once that I don't want to tell this to my Talmidim, because if I would expound on this, my Talmidim would become, listen to this Lashon, would become Balei Gaiva. But he said this language, and you have to be Rabbi Yerucham to say this, that the avoda that they do in this matzav, like the Radomsker saying, where it's so dark and it's so difficult, and the odds are stacked against you, and you're swimming against the tide, you are like the Rashba. That's what he said. You might not be saying the same chidushim. You might not be mechavin to all of his pshatim, but you're accomplishing things like the Rashba. And I don't want to expound on this, because I don't want my Talmidim to become Balei Gaiva. That's what the Radomsker is saying right here. He's saying, you were put in this generation. You were put in this matzav. You were put in this difficult, complex situation that not necessarily the people on the shelf around you were facing. And therefore, your Avodas Hashem, when you're successful, has such an unbelievable impact and could light up an entire world. You decide to capitalize, to strengthen yourself, to be mechazik yourself, to be involved in inyanei kedusha and tefillah and Torah and avodas Hashem. You can mamish hurt the sitra achra the same way rishonim and gaonim and poskim were able to do. Ki ma'at me'aor docha harbe min achoshech. A little bit of light can push away a lot of darkness. Asher akochach roi l'chol ish. Therefore, each and every one of us, in the generations, the further generations to come, roi l'chol ish lakum, every man should get up, b'chol oz, with all of his strength, l'isodeid, to strengthen b'yiras Hashem b'eis hazos, in specifically this difficult time, not when things are smooth. That's not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you now much more than ever. In the matzav where you think he doesn't. That's how much more even some mashu of your avoda, strengthening in any aspect of your avoda Hashem, could be so powerful. Could have so much more of an impact than it usually does. Asher kiviyochel ha-melech oymeid, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu in COVID and in the difficult dark nights when you're alone, and when you're out without your shiurim, and when you're out without your chaverim, and you're out of yeshiva, and everyone's feeling alone, you know, mamish on their own, ostracized from society, the melech malchei amlochim is standing oymed. He's waiting umitzape pesach hashar to open up. Resh chodesh elo rabbeisai, it's coming. L'doifke b'tshuva l'kabo b'ava. Where's Hashem? You want to know where Hashem is? Hashem is asking for every mashu in our avodas Hashem now. It's the opposite of what everyone thinks. You think Hashem's not interested? You think Hashem doesn't want it now? Fakert, everything matters right now. Everything, every breath makes a difference right now. This could bring refuas and yeshuas. This could do things that the Mekubolim and the Gdolim had to do, unbelievable things. His spite of this go out, and you can do it even with nothing. With a tefillah, with a Maida'ani, with a Negovasser, with a Seder, with a Gemara. Things that we think are Dvarim Pshutim. Who am I? A Pashur Yid. Who am I? You're a Pashur Yid. Look, you're in COVID. You're in a matzav of darkness. The Rabbeinu Shalom is waiting in this darkness for you. The Pasuk says, V'heifetz Hashem eschem ba'amchem ba'orech ha'golas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread you amongst the nations in this difficult galus. V'achar kach, but one second. If a person doesn't allow himself to get swallowed up in the galus, to become like the Umas Ha'olam, but rather he takes a different approach and he says, no. Even in the Golos, even when he sprinkled me amongst the Umas Ha'olam, ubikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha, and from there, you request Hashem. Listen to this statement clearly, Rabosai. Ubikashtem misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Bakosha from that location, from the stressful situation, from the darkness of the exile, from the COVID, from the situation where it's not exciting, where it's not geschmack, where not everyone is around, where there's no popularity, where there's no impressing, where there's no chevra, where it's so lonely. Im mishom mitoich hagolos, in such a matzav, tivakeis es Hashem Elokecha, there, that's the location of your bakosha. The loshem bakosha, what's a bakosha? Every time you wake up to daven, every time you do a sugya, every time you're involved in a mitzvah, every time you're makbid on another halacha, in that galus, that's what a bakasha is. Who his iris v'rotzon al hadover af she'enu b'fol gomer. What's a bakasha? When I ask you to do something, right? A bakasha. Did I do it? No. Was the mission accomplished? No. This is the early stages. First we're mevakesh, and then it comes out to be a poel yotze, and something comes out about it, and then we get the job done. That's what happens. It starts off in a bakasha, and then ultimately it comes out, the job is done, the deed is finished. But the pasuk says, from the galus, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is a what? Is a bakasha. Is a miktsas maisa. Is something, is a mashu. Even without the heilige kavanas, without the unbelievable schusim and all the ability. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just says, if you could just get to the level of the lashon of the pasuk, of a bakasha, in such darkness, then memela we reached the levels that predecessors reached with the entire job. Because of afim tevakish rak bakosha ktana belev, even if it's just a drive, es Hashem Elokecha bechol ze acherkach umotzasa. In such a generation, in such a matzav, a mere bakosha could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the full fledged job. But it has to be sincere. It has to be real. It has to be committed. If a person is really sincere and he has a real hisiris in a difficult zman, you will find something that you didn't think was around. A metzia is something that you're shocked about. That's a surprise. That you weren't aware about it being there. When a person bumps into the street of Metzia, he now is granted something, right, that he wasn't aware about, that he wasn't even looking for. That's why it's a Metzia. Rabbi say, what's my favorite vort in the world of the Chidush Arim, right? Oh, thank you very much. Yagata umatzasa tamin. Yagata v'loy metzasa, right? Al tamin. Lo yagata umatzasa. Tamin. Al tamin. So ask the Chidush HaRim. I don't understand. If it's yagata, then it's not a metziah. Right? Then it's schar. All you guys are working this summer, right? If your boss is going to stiff you, right? You're going to be like, what do you mean? Yagati. Where's my money? Right? And if your boss pays you, you're not going to say, oh, wow, I won the lottery today. No, this is what I earned. This is I put in my yigia. I put in my effort. So what's going on over here? Teretz is, you don't need brains to be a Talmid Chacham. Zok to Chidush HaRim. You need Yagata. And anyone who's misyagei is not going to get shas from the yigia. He's not going to be koine the understanding and the Havana Satorah and become a Talmid Chacham from the yigia. By definition, it's always going to be a Metziah. And it's going to be something that's going to be a siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you siyata d'shmaya in your learning. That's why we learned that you shmaitza bo yitzilusa. You gotta daven for your learning. You gotta be zoicha from shamayim as a matana from your learning. But I'm only gonna give that matana to what? To people who want it. To people who are mavakish. So too over here. Ubikashta? If you epis du abakosha? If in that dark situation, mitoich hagolos? Ubikashta, you have a bakasha, you start, even though it's not a complete entity. Umatzasa, you're going to see things that you didn't even know existed. You know why? Because I was living in the darkness. I didn't even know that there was unbelievable ashras hashchina like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show up in ways that you never even imagined. And it's mamish going to be like running into a metzia on the street. Something you weren't expecting. The more you're mavakish, the more metzias you're going to find of Hashras Hashchina. Like the Pasuk says in Shir Shem Piskul, the Shir Shem Rabbah, Piskuli Pesach Kechuda Shamachat, V'ani Eftach Lechem Kepiskul Shalom. You have to be mavakish a little bit. You have to make a mitzvah, a spark in this complicated world, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nimtza. Specifically, b'shafel amadrega, in that downtrodden state, k'yoy mazel, like our days, afal pichin, he's granting you v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Then you will return to Hashem. Shom ba'achris hayomim, b'shafel amadrega, in the situation where you think, why does it matter? What impact is going to make a difference? Who is going to know about it? What difference do I make? Toshuv ad Hashem oz tizke v'shamata b'kol Hashem. Ritzono lomer l'shmo b'kol dvaro k'moy b'matan Torah. You will have the ability to hear him like Klal Yisrael heard him at the greatest point in Jewish history, at Matan Torah. K'mo shabir acher kach, hashmeim kol elokim m'chol ha'inyan shel Matan Torah. K'mo shekosef, listen to what he says from Hallel, Rabbi Yisai. You're never going to look at this pasuk in Hallel ever again in the same way. Even masu haboinim, hoysa l'rosh pina. Right? We say in the end of Mina Meitzar. Ki acher kach, toshuv l'mala rosh, v'teisek ad resha. So what's he saying? He says when it's nimas, when it's disgusting, when you're on the lowest level, then you have the ability to get to what? Any mashu avodas Hashem could be, l'rosh pina. Even mosu abonim, hoysa l'rosh pina. Ki acher kach toshuv l'mala rosh v'teisek ad resha. You'll get to the highest points. It's specifically our matzav that is the biggest chizuk in the world, Rabbi Yisai. The opposite of what everyone has told you. It's not that it's, oh, even though it's a matzav, even though it's difficult, let's try to be mechazik. No! Our matzav is the biggest chizuk in the world. Myridik, a totally different perspective. It's difficult. It's lonely. It's hard. Yeah, that's why every aspect of your avodas Hashem is going to be l'raish pina. Even ma'asu aboinim. And state in the pasuk in this past week parsha, nizeo sha'amr chacham zavahoy l'sach simcha. Perish v'hoya, right? Chazal tell us v'hoya is always a simcha. What's the simcha? What's so happy in the pasuk? V'hoya ekiv tishmu'un loshon simcha. Every time it says Vahaya, it's Lashon Simcha. Ki la'asid b'mehera ba'achris armamim, yil Yisrael roish pina. Right? Klal Yisrael, in the achris of the days, are going to go up to the front, to the head. So listen to what he says over here. Oisi ois vav hei, lifnei yug kei. Beside Ateres Tiferes Lamuse Bottom. Vizeu Remes. The Milas Vahoya. Shu Romes Al Shem Ha Osid. Beguula Vesimcha. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is telling us when the Shema Osid. Vahoya Shu Romes Al Shem Ha Osid. Beguula Vesimcha. Vizep Shat. Vahoya. Ekev beikvus of the Meshicha, im tushbunes hamishpatim aile, yie simcha gdoil lefnei Hashem Yisparach Baruch Hu, gam bebchina shmiya aktane shalachem, even with just a little bit of listening, v'shamar Hashem elokecha lecha es habris ves hacheser, return alomer yishmer lecha es hashpa v'hacheser levilti yelech l'sitra acha v'yie lecha levadcha v'ein lezar mitcha ad bias hagol. Rabbi Yisai, this Radomsker is telling us that in the shame of the Achris Hayamim, where the end is going to now bring us towards the front and towards the head, that is what the remez of Vahaya Ekev in the Ikvas of the Meshicha, that specifically Mikoach, the difficulty, when things are not going as we would expect, or when things we're thinking and we start, the Yetzer Hara starts telling us, this is not the time for Avodas Hashem. This is not the time for Asaras. This is not the time for getting closer to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The yeshivas are closed. The shuls are not geschmack. You know, you can't sing, you got to wear masks. And everything is just a burden. And everything is so difficult. And we're not sure, there's so much uncertainty in the world. We're not sure what's going to happen, where we could live, and where we're going to be safe, and what's going to be, and where we're going to get jobs, and things are going to be very, very difficult. So you have usually a natural response to such a situation that automatically turns us off. That basically says that what difference is it going to make? Because if I'm not going to reach perfection, if I'm not going to get the ideal, if I'm not going to finish the sugya be Messiah in the Masechta, or give a beautiful presentation at the end of the day, then that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the Radomsker says exactly the opposite. Your Mashuhu, your Chatzi Avoda, your Miktas Avoda, your partial, your effort, your just even your Bakosha, Ubikashtem Misham, in the end of days, at the Sof Yomim, could create Vahoya, the biggest Simcha Klapi, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in the Ikvas of the Mashiach. Could have the most powerful effect. Could be the levels, like Rabbi Yerucham said, that the Rashba reached. There's a Lashon of the Shemesh Shmuel that he quotes, I think, from the Zohar. Beriga Chada, a person, in 1 second, Beriga Chada, has the ability to be metakin what Doirei Doris weren't able to do. Because he faces billboards. He faces screens. He faces so many, you know, like you said, Sitra Achva Rodev Kol Ayoim Be'ein Monos. The Yetzer Hara is trying to chop you in the darkness. You're in his domain. You're in his zone. You're in his area. You're on his turf. And then you have the ability to sneak out of it. Rabbeisai, a guy who's trapped in the bottom of a cellar in dark, dark tunnels, and there's no exit sign, and there are no lights telling you where to go, and he has the ability to start climbing out. Is that impressive? Or is a guy who walks down the road with all the lights, with all the signs, and he has the ability to follow ways, is that as impressive? Of course, the guy who struggles, who's in the mud, who's climbing out, who has to take a fork and use and start carving out the stone to get out of jail when he's a captive from one of the other Umos HaOlam. So of course, such a person who has the ability to scrape his way out of his reality, even every dig, he doesn't have a shovel. He doesn't have the lights. He doesn't have a lantern. He doesn't have what other people had. That is such a difficult such a different roshem, and could have such an effect. So Rabbeisai, this puts a spin on everything that we've perceived before. Not that the difficulty now makes it more challenging. The difficult predicament, Rabbeisai, offers unbelievable opportunity. Unbelievable opportunity. Things that we weren't even expecting, that were on our radar. Ubigashta mishem ba'achris hayomim, umitza'ucha, they're going to be metzias in our lives. A metzia of what? Of dveikus ba'ashem. I didn't realize that I could connect on that level. I didn't realize that I could have such a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I didn't realize that I can interact with the Rabbeinu Shalom. What's the game changer? What allows those metzias to happen? Ubikashta. Ubikashta. The hisoirus. In the darkness. In the challenging times. Mirtza Hashem Rabbeisai. If we apply this to any aspect of our lives, and specifically in this matzah that we find ourselves, Mirtza Hashem, this should be a schus for hatzlocha and for metzias, and Mirtza Hashem, in the upcoming days. And never, never let the Yetzer Hara tell you something that's sheker, that you don't matter, because, again, we're not going to expound on it, we're not going to focus on it, but like Rabbi Yerucham said, and like the Radomsker is telling us, you are as important, if not more important, than all of those Gedolim, all of those Poskim, all of those Rishonim, in this day, because this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you. And this is the nisayon that you face. And you have to capitalize on it. And your miktas avoda will be on par with some of the greatest, greatest services and greatest accomplishments of our ancestors that they did in their days. So I wish you guys a lot of hatzlacha, Rabbeisai. Mirtz Hashem, in all of your